You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time could be running out on the American car. That's the conclusion drawn by Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes after the automakers released year-end sales results and some news came out of the Ford Glass House. Daniel, let's start with Ford. What's happening with the Fusion, and why do you believe this is a sign of the death of the great American car?
Fusion sales are declining. Car sales are declining across the industry, really, except in a few German lines. I think Audi kind of held their own, but even BMW on the car side is losing ground. Look, the Fusion is a popular car, but it's not the most popular car in the market. It clearly doesn't lead the segment. Ford is having to kind of look at what the market in the United States is really, what it really wants. They've already said that they're going to build their next generation Focus in China and export them from China, the higher end models within the Focus line, back into the United States, which is very controversial.
I was going to say, doesn't that run them afoul of our president?
It does, but he has really not said much about it.
Yeah.
And now they've canceled, we reported this week, the Detroit News, that they've canceled the redesign of the Fusion for North America. But some other people have reported that they're going to end production in North America of the Fusion, and that's still not clear at this point. They may continue to produce the current model, but in automotive circles, you can only do that for so long before a vehicle looks so long in the tooth that people just don't want it. Or they may take the name, the Fusion name, and put it on, say, a crossover vehicle that is more SUV-like, but probably have the attributes of a car, which are vehicles that are pretty popular, are very popular, actually, among American consumers. So it's really unclear what they're going to do. They have said on the record that they have no plans to import Chinese-made Fusions back into the United States. So they have said that. But beyond that, I don't think we really know. But clearly, cars, as we understand them, are a lesser and lesser and lesser piece of the American market. And I think you're seeing companies that are finally cutting the cord, if you will. FCA under Sergio Marchionne was clearly the first and shocked a lot of people when they said, hey, basically, we're not going to make cars in the United States anymore.
Yeah.
And the only cars that they do produce in North America, I believe, are produced in Canada.
And U.S. Vehicle sales for the year support this narrative, don't they?
They do. SUVs and trucks are a bigger percentage of the marketplace. I'd have to check the numbers, but somewhere in the 63%, I think it was the number, and it's going up. And in the case of cars, it continues to decline. You know, some people, I've already been getting email this morning about people, what happens when, you know, oil goes to $100 a barrel?
Well, actually, I was going to ask you that.
I'm
geopolitical
sure
events beyond the control of these companies. Suddenly we have the prices up at the gas pump. Everybody's crying for fuel efficient small cars. And here are the companies that bet the farm on trucks and SUVs.
If that happens. And what I mean by that.
But we've seen it happen.
I know we have. But the oil markets are very different today than they were in 2008, 2009, American oil production, I mean, some people call it, you know, the Saudi Arabia of North America or of oil, in the sense that the American energy production has really come unstuck, if you will. And we're not as susceptible, at least the belief is, we're clearly not as susceptible to exogenous shocks. Now, it depends on what those exogenous shocks are, right? I mean, if there's some kind of nuclear confrontation, truly nuclear confrontation with North Korea, that's one thing. If stuff in Iran gets out of control and the regime were to fall and somehow the straits get blocked, you know, there's a whole host of things you could conjure up. But I think in terms of kind of looking forward, the industry believes that gasoline is more likely to be closer to $2 or $2.50 a gallon than it is to $4 a gallon. So that's point one. Point two is a lot of people make the assumptions that engines and fuel efficiency is the same in 2017, 18, 19, and 20 as it was in 1974 or as it was in 1991. And the fact of the matter is that's not true. A lot of vehicles that you get into today, even large vehicles, have much smaller displacement engines. They're more fuel efficient. American manufacturers now are using turbocharging in a way that they wouldn't even consider in the early 2000s. And that has really changed the game.
The death of the great American car, not here yet, but drawing nearer. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.